In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point, you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I am your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Thursday, everybody. Myself, Charlie Grimes, and conservative mama Rachel Keene with us today.
Hey.
How are we doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Very good.
Good. I like your shirt.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Christmassy
stuff. It is, yeah. It's just,
whatever.
It's, you know, dapper.
It works.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Impossible question yesterday, by the way. 49% of us admit to talking to this object, which I said car, right, Charlie? I think I was wrong. It is an ATM.
Really?
Yeah.
Talking to an ATM?
Talking to an ATM.
I talk to my computer way more than, or my phone.
Oh, me too.
Oh, yeah.
I talk the bloody thing all the time.
Come on.
I know.
Ugh.
Do this.
Or my printer. Printer, like, all
come
the time.
On, print.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go.
Don't get me started with printers.
That's hilarious.
Oh.
So, anyways, that was the answer yesterday, an ATM. You know, that to me is one of the, how should I say this? I think I've only ever attempted to use an ATM like once or twice. I'm not exaggerating.
Huh.
I carry cash.
Well, that's
I'm
smart.
That guy.
That's nice. Oh,
I know.
That's nice.
I'm that weirdo that still carries cash.
Yeah, not me.
I'm that guy.
No.
So I don't really need one much ever.
Okay.
I did try to use one once in Mexico, I believe, but after being in front of one, I've got to think that that's got to be the dirtiest, slimiest, grimiest
pretty
thing.
Dirty.
It's like back in the day, Charlie, payphones. Remember payphones, how dirty and slimy and nasty they would get? You'd like want to wipe one down before you used it.
Yeah, no.
It's like everybody's using it.
Yes.
So it's like, yeah.
I had a really embarrassing moment happen to me outside of a Chase ATM. And I'm sure the tellers there probably rewatched the video. But it's like, it was a snowy day, and I was punching the thing, and then my card dropped, and I ended up getting out, and then I started slipping all over the place, and I couldn't get my card. I was like, this is like a Lucille Ball moment.
One of those
videos. Yeah, I hope no one like rewinds this, and they probably do. Yeah, it was just
hilarious.
Not good. Yeah.
That's good. All right, today's impossible question. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Food is the number one reason we love Super Bowl parties, but 38% of us go to parties for this reason. What is it? Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Yes. Charlie says to watch the commercials.
Well, but you don't have to go to a party. True. Like, enjoy watching the commercials together.
Share the experience,
the
Charlie says.
38%.
Food's the number one reason we love Super Bowl parties, but 38% of us go to the parties for this reason. Hook up?
No. And the football party?
That's
no.
38%.
No. I'm wondering, like,
Charlie,
because
what? Well, to not be alone, yeah.
For fellowship, yeah. Or because the person's house you're going to has a better television than you do, like a bigger screen.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
That's what I, yeah.
Yeah, somebody else has a bigger screen.
Yeah, they're like, I'm not going to watch it at my
house. I'm not watching my dinky little thing anymore. Yeah. Okay, just how many little screens are even left? I mean, you can buy like a 50-inch TV now for like $300.
I know.
I mean, who would have ever thought? I can remember back in the day, Charlie will appreciate this. You might too, Rachel. But back in the day, I remember buying flat front. It was still a tube TV, but flat front, Sony, Wega, the fancy jobby, 42-inch. I thought, man, this is it.
Yes.
You have made it. And this thing was like $2,500,
right.
Like 20-some
so
plus
expensive.
Years
yes.
ago.
Yeah,
and now you can buy twice that for, you know, half that price.
Right.
Or less than half that
it
price.
It is way cheaper. My
it's
husband convinced us to get a new television, and it's just too big.
The problem today is it's almost like, what do you choose? There's like thousands of them almost to choose from.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
It really sometimes it's like, okay, which one of these sizes do I buy, and then which brand do I buy, and then inside the brand, which series of brand do I buy?
Yeah, and what kind of picture do you want? Because some of those, I don't know, some of those are like too real.
Really?
Do you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm watching like a... It's just too clear.
Isn't that the idea?
It is, yes. But then there's part of it like you kind of like
immerse yourself.
Yeah, but
in
you kind of like the glamorization. Like when you go to movies, it's more like kind of there's like a filter. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
But sometimes it's too like
in your face.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some of them are really freaky, real. You know,
yes.
You're like, wow, that's real.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
That's real.
I mean, literally. But I mean, anymore, it's, you know. I was at Costco the other night looking at stuff, and it's like, you can buy this gigantic, you know, mammoth TV now for $1,000 or less.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
I bet you TV sales have gone up.
Oh, they have
this
to.
Line. Yeah. I would look, and I'm curious about that.
During COVID?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, has to have.
Yes.
That and a lot of other, you know, electronic, you know, at-home use device things. So, anyways.
Yeah, okay.
All right. We'll come back here in a moment. No, wait a minute. Let's do this.
Okay.
Since we're talking about technology, I want to get this in real quick. So, okay. Apple.
Yeah.
Which... We both have Apple devices in front of us. Charlie's an anti-Apple guy, so he will hate this. But Apple and Kia are now teaming up to build the first fully automated self-driving car in America.
What? I think I saw something about
this. Yeah, Apple is getting. Apple made a deal with Hyundai Kia to down in Georgia. Actually, they want all of the production control over all of the electronics and what makes it self-drive, and Kia will handle the rest. It'll be a teamwork effort between Apple and Kia. I'm trying to figure out why Apple just doesn't buy Kia, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah. Well, see, okay, and I'm not too happy with Apple since the whole they removed Parler from their app.
Well,
you'll
be happy later when I talk about something else later on.
Okay. Because I
might be able to help redeem them with you later.
Okay,
we'll
maybe.
Because we'll
I shoot all my stuff on, and then I was so mad. I was like, what? Apple?
You'll enjoy what they're doing to Facebook a little later in the program.
Okay. Well, good.
I will get into that a little later. I've got that as one of our topics.
Ooh.
So everybody stay tuned. You
a
might actually appreciate
topic.
You might
so
actually
excited.
Appreciate what they're doing a little bit later versus, just real quick, no, everybody out there probably already knows this because I've been very open about this. I hate Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay.
I hate that guy with a passion.
Yeah.
And I hated him even before Facebook just because of how he got to Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy will throw anybody under the bus, including his own mother, I believe, to get where he needs to go.
Okay. So you're at the point of a full-on hate, like loathe?
I literally cannot stand the guy.
Do you loathe him?
Pretty much.
Oh, wow.
Anything that guy says, I despise that guy with a passion. He, to me, is again, he's just the epitome of who you step on to get where you want to go, and a bleeding heart lib at the same time.
I don't know how long these big tech. I think I know I sound extremely optimistic out there because everybody's like looking at just everything, just all. It's just it's bad. It's
when
ugly.
When I talk about what I'm going to talk about later, you may be on.
I think we're going to see a breakup of.
Well,
some stuff.
You may.
Oh, really?
Wait till I talk.
Yeah,
you got to hang tight and listen later.
All right,
we'll come right back. I got the Darwin Award Liberal Eye of the Week as well. We got some sound clips we want to play also. So don't go anywhere. Myself and Rachel will be back. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers. And man, if you need anything when it comes to your mortgage, Kurt's the guy to talk to. Whether you're looking to do a rental property, he's got a great program for that. The asset manager loan for those of you that are self-employed and want to be able to use that equity. You name it, Kurt has a program for you, and we'll just review what you have now free of charge. 720-895-0500. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, Al Sturm, a good shop. And I've been saying this all week when Al texted me first part of the week and said, hey, we now have this mobile estimating tool that's on their website where if you get into an accident and you want to know what it's going to take to fix it, maybe it's still drivable and you're thinking, well, you know, I'll wait, you know, whatever. You're trying to make a decision on what to do. Maybe it's your fault. You're trying to decide whether to fix it. Maybe you only had liability. Whatever the case, Al can help you with that through that website. You just go right to the website, a good shop's website, and that tool is there. Find the website by going to klzradio.com or call them directly, 720-541-7697.
As modern vehicles become safer and more technologically complex, collision repairs also become more specialized. You need an auto body shop that looks to the future, investing in the tools and training they need to fix your vehicle properly. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop have earned OE certifications for brand names like Subaru, Ford, and many others, ensuring you get the parts and service recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. After a collision, you want to get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition, which means you want the original parts from the manufacturer, not aftermarket parts. Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to earn new OE certifications all the time, so they can have access to all of the databases and software that come directly from the manufacturer. Your insurance company does not recommend auto body shops based on their certifications. Take control of the quality by choosing a certified auto body shop. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. No, you won't be stuck in your house forever.
No, I don't know.
Real estate prices are crazy in Colorado
right
now.
Oh, they're crazy.
But by the way, I talked to a couple of my clients today because I've got clients from, you know, around the country. It's not just here either, folks.
Oh, it's not.
So I'm talking to different folks in different parts of the country where it's not just Colorado. There are other parts of the country where the exact same thing's going on.
Yeah.
So it's not just here.
So over 150,000, I was just telling John a story about a piece of property we're looking at, and it was going 150,000 over what they were asking.
Well,
which is a little.
I did trying to replace my cabin and stuff up in the mountains. So I did a deal last Friday where I had an escalation clause in the offer that I put in, and it was I had it escalating to over 100K over the 100K over
right.
the asking price, and I got beat by somebody else because I wouldn't go any higher than that.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah, it is. And it's frustrating when you're, really find something you like and
yes.
you think will work, and yet you can't get it done.
No.
So, yes, that's the market. And is that going to change?
That's what I'm saying. Is it going to last? What do you think?
I think it is, yes.
In Colorado?
I think in a lot of places.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because some of the folks we've even interviewed in the past talking about, the generation, the millennial generation, and you look at how old they are now and the fact that they're entering the market now, buying homes and doing those things and so on. In fact, you look at the next two generations, there is more millennials than there are baby boomers, and the generation after the millennials is about equal to the baby boomers. So you literally have twice the number of people in the not-too-distant future getting into the housing world that are twice the number of baby boomers, while at the same time having a lot of baby boomers still owning more than one home.
Yeah. Well, what I find hard and I'm, sympathetic to is people that are first-time home buyers.
Right.
I don't even know how you do that in Colorado.
Luckily, there's programs and things out there that can help with that, which, again, Kurt Rogers, one of our sponsors, got us kind of talking about that, can help with that. But, no, it's you have to be very selective, time things correctly. It's almost like the stock market and insider trading. You almost need to know something ahead of time so you can actually be Johnny
Before
on the spot.
It even goes up,
That's right. Yes. All right.
Anyways.
Darwin Award.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
I was going to mention this earlier, but man faces multiple charges after eluding police in a U-Haul truck.
What?
And he drove through a house.
What?
This was in Morgan County. So a man from Commerce City is in custody after he led police on a chase when he failed to stop his U-Haul truck on Highway 53 and almost struck a police officer. Officers from the Hudson Police Department, Lock Bowie, and the Colorado State Patrol chased the 63-year-old Stuart Kelly east on Highway 52 into Morgan County. They deployed the stop sticks to try to end the pursuit, but he continued to drive his U-Haul truck even after hitting the sticks. Several deputies then set up additional stop sticks in the area. According to the chase, the U-Haul truck made an abrupt right-hand turn on the County Road 4 and continued driving south for about a mile, then made an abrupt left turn, leaving the roadway and drove through an old farmhouse.
What, does he have a reason on why he did this?
It doesn't say in the article why. He's facing criminal charges is all that it says.
Yeah.
He gets the Darwin Award.
Okay.
The guy's 63. He should know better.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe something happened. Maybe he was like, I don't know, he's having a seizure or something. I don't know.
For that many miles?
I don't
think so.
It's terrible. No, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. But I mean, why did he do that? I want to know why he did it. Or some kind of like,
I don't
and
know.
Then we talked to, what's his name? I don't know. Where is his name on here?
Yeah,
we talked to Kelly or Kevin
Kelly,
or whatever.
Kelly, Mr. Kelly.
Yeah, and he explained to us why he drove that far.
It does not say.
It doesn't say.
We do, but he totaled the U-Haul. And that, there,
so then he's got to pay for that too.
Hope he's got good insurance.
Yeah, right.
All right, so we have a couple of sound clips that we're going to play here because the liberal eye of the week is from John Kerry and maybe Joe Biden as well, but John Kerry especially.
Why he did it?
I doesn't say in the article why.
I'm hearing myself. What was that, Charlie? Hear myself? What was that? Echo.
It's like,
wow.
I'm like, I
did
hear
you
myself.
Hear that?
Yes,
you hear
I
yourself
did.
Talk.
Okay.
All right, so let's play this. We've got, this is the liberal lie of the week, which is, we talked briefly about this yesterday. I didn't get into this, you know, heavily because I figured we'd talk about it today. Let me play John Kerry for you and what he had to say here. Here we go.
On that issue, pollution, I understand that you came here with a private jet. Is that an environmental way to travel?
If you offset your carbon, it's the only choice for somebody like me who is traveling the world to win this battle. I negotiated the Paris Accords for the United States. I've been involved in this fight for years. I negotiated with President Xi to bring President Xi to the table so we could get Paris.
Okay, I'm going to stop that because basically all that's just a bunch of malarkey.
Right.
He's just trying to convince everybody why it's okay for him to be in a jet and nobody else can be.
Basically that, but that's how they all think, though,
John.
It's a big
lie.
Like all of them. Like any liberal, they think it's totally okay for them to do, you know, to own multiple homes. Look at Bernie Sanders, owns three homes. The Obamas, oceanfront property. Now, would you buy oceanfront property if the ocean is supposedly rising?
Of course not.
And you're going to lose? No, you're not going to do that. So
they don't even believe their own lies.
No, they don't even believe their own lies. So here he is telling, you know, You need to travel on a bus, John. You shouldn't even have a car.
It's okay for people like us.
Right, because he's talking about saving the planet.
Oh, yeah. So I'm the savior.
Right.
I'm the messiah.
Right.
So, I'm the climate earth messiah.
Right, but you need to get rid of your car and you know, ride on the bus to get to work.
Right.
Or you know, ride your bike.
With a mask on, by the way.
It's just so, this is what I don't understand about Democrats and liberals. Like, I'm like, is this okay? Like, are you okay with that? Are you okay with someone telling you that you need to do something, but they don't have to do it themselves?
Evidently, they are.
They must be.
Evidently, they are. Joe, welcome. What's going on, sir? Hello, Joe.
Oh, hey. Guys.
There you go. How are you, sir?
Hey.
I'm good. Yourself?
We are great.
Actually, I should have said, John, how you doing?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Hey, did you get a chance to read the Babylon Bee piece about the new jets that are now climate friendly?
No, I did not.
John, I sent it to you about half an hour ago. Apparently, guys like John Kerry and Leonardo DiCaprio are going to be climate environmental friendly because they have a new jet engines that run on liberal hypocrisy.
Oh,
got it.
You can go for a while on that.
Make it,
there you
yeah.
Go. Okay.
Go the moon and back with that.
It's a hilarious piece. It's in your inbox, John. You might want to.
I will check it out. Thursdays are one of my busy days, so no, I didn't get a chance to look at any of that yet. That's awesome.
Yep.
Joe, as always, real quick, you're a airplane guy, you know, and I don't know exactly what, you know, John Kerry's, you know, rolling around in when it comes to his jet, but on average, how much fuel does a jet like that use?
I don't know exactly how big it is, but it's going to burn no less. Let me see. I burn about, he's going to be burning about 200 gallons of Jet A, which is basically diesel, highly refined.
Kerosene diesel, yeah.
Yeah, kerosene did. About 200 gallons an hour. Yeah.
200 an hour.
Which is admitting, I believe the stat was like he's admitting more in like a year than a normal American would in a lifetime.
Oh.
Well, at 200 an hour, you take a 5-hour cross-country trip.
You're not using that.
No.
Well, that's 1,000 gallons of jet fuel.
Right. Right.
You know, actually, you can't even go cross-country. You go transatlantic, you know, for 8 hours, that's 1,600 gallons of fuel. How many people buy 1,600 gallons of fuel for their car a year? You know, I buy gas, you know, 15, 20 gallons at a time and maybe fill up once a week.
Let's make sure, Joe, that we also add to that, which I don't want to get super technical, but everything riding on the roads has, you know, emissions devices that really make them really, in today's world, very, very clean. Not so much on a jet.
No. Nope, it's just it's
raw burn fuel, and there's a lot of that still coming out the back.
Raw burn fuel. Just you mix air, boom, light it, and it just comes out the back. There's no catalytic converter.
That's why you can smell it when you're near one.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You can smell it. Just there's no.
Yeah, and then, that, by the way, this is something that nobody, including the left, ever talks about. Joe, is what I just said as well. It's not just the burning on the inside. It's what is exhausting. You know, because they all talk about, you know, emissions, diesel emissions and car emissions and so on and so forth. They're always quick to point that out. But that thing is doing what, you know, you could drive your diesel truck from here to the moon and back and not do what that jet dish did.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And John, don't forget about the chemtrail, too. The chemtrail.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah. But all of them. We've got Biden riding around on a private jet. He was, Kamala Harris.
Wait, and real quick, and by the way, Joe, and you know me on this, I don't care if you want to hop on your own private jet.
Do it. That's
be
fine.
My guest, but don't be critical and be a hypocrite and tell everybody else they can't.
But
that's my point.
Yeah. If you can afford it, and
go
you
for
can
it.
Justify it.
Yes.
Go for it.
I'm but happy for you.
Don't be a hypocrite and don't come up with this lie that's saying, well, it's actually good for all this crap about offsets. Well, if you have the offsets. Great. The offsets, you still fly commercial.
Yes.
Right.
You know, book yourself a first-class seat.
Right.
You'll be far more fuel efficient.
Yep.
It's no excuse for running a 10-seat private jet or an 8-seat private jet with three people on board.
I agree.
It's just hypocritical.
I agree. So.
Yep.
Joe, as always, I appreciate always great information. Joe's a pilot, so he always gives me great
It's just
insight.
Very simple. Practice what you preach. If you're going to preach save the planet, then you do it yourself.
Rachel.
I know. It's,
the left doesn't do that.
No, it really bothers me. I've done several satires on the hypocrisy of the left, and especially going into climate change, because it's nuts.
We talked in depth yesterday about that with Patrick Moore, who started Greenpeace, by the way. And yeah, he'll tell you right up, straight up, it's just a big farce.
Yeah.
It's a money grab.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it is.
Because if you really believed in it, right, if you really believed in it, if these big bankers, because this is another thing, the big banks are still giving money to oceanfront property. So would big bankers say, okay, let's lend you this giant loan if we know that what we're lending is going to just
Great
be
point.
Underwater soon?
Great point.
No.
All right, we have a little comment from Joe as well.
Oh, okay.
Let's play this.
That's 600,000 vaccines for 300 Americans, John.
He said it twice,
too. And he said it twice. Like, what? Come on, people.
Where's the teleprompter?
Oh, my gosh.
First of all,
are you kidding me?
There won't be 600 million, and we don't need 600 million. You don't need 300 million because everybody's not going to get it anyways.
No, but, okay, listen. If you're going to you got 300 people in front of you. You're going to give them 600 million vaccines. Like, that's going to kill the 300 remaining people that he believes are left in America. Like, he's not there. Like, he's not there.
No.
It's sad. It really is sad. And it's sad for all these people that this guy's at the helm of the ship right now. That should concern everybody. He's got the nuke codes. Okay? That should concern you.
Yeah, he does. Good point. All right, we'll talk more. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. And I talked to Greg Barber, Barber's Foods, today. Just had lunch with him. And he was like, hey, I'm going to see Michael next week. Why? To get the things done that we talk about on a regular basis. So go see Michael if you've got any questions on your estate plan. He is the guy. Tax, you know, advice, tax-wise, as far as estate planning, I mean, as far as trust and all that go, Michael is your guy. Give him a call today, 720-394-6887, or find him at KLZradio.com.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, those who prepare shall not fear. KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, as I said a moment ago, I talked to Greg Bloom from Barber's Foods today. Had lunch with him. Great, by the way, great guy. I love Greg, even when he's on air with us. I mean, we just developing a great friendship, and he is a guy that really wants to make sure that you have the best quality meat possible. And literally, he was just out of the chicken farms and the processing of and all of that this last week. He's going to talk about next time he's on. But I'll tell you what, if you want a company that understands how to make sure the food on your table is done correctly, humanely. He told me some stories today that he'll share with us next time he's on that I was just like, really? You've got to be kidding me. I mean, this guy's is top-notch stuff, and in the end, you're not spending any more money. Just plan ahead. The other thing he told me today, which I wanted to make sure I mentioned really quick, food prices are going up. Why? Because the price of corn is up. Mm-hmm. Grain is up, which means what it takes to feed an animal is going to go up, which means you're going to pay more money in the not-too-distant future for protein. So stock up now. Barber's has it now at today's price, not the future price. So get stocked up now. Barber's Foods, that's with an S, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barber's family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barber's family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from, and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center. Or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native, owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
2020 gave the political class license to stop our living, to stop our production, to stop our human connection because of fear of dying. Kim Munson here. Friday, co-founder of Liberty Toastmasters, Brad Beck, will be in studio to share his thoughts on the blessings of 2020 and the promise of 2021 and beyond. Plus, Hal Van Herke, owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool, updates us on the latest happenings at Castlegate. That's Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Communication is power. Want to be a better communicator? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at KimMunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Steve House normally joins us, but we try, and a lot of times he's got things going on, and if so, we move right along, not a problem. We'll get him back here next week as we can, but we wanted to talk a little bit today, myself and Rachel, because Steve actually got us going on this last week when it comes to the, you know, COVID, and I am doing my very best to not call this a vaccine moving forward. You guys have heard me really kind of steer away from that term.
Right.
The news media, everybody out there, like, you know, along those lines, is calling it a vaccine. It's not, though, folks. This is not a vaccine. It is gene therapy. You know, it's a messenger RNA that they're trying to basically get your body to create the right protein to then combat the virus if you were to catch it.
Right.
I'm simplifying it because I'm not a scientist or a doctor or anything like that, but that's kind of the simplified version of what they're doing.
Yeah. And so my question is, and I've heard other people say this, like once you get it, you could actually test positive for a long time.
And that I...
Indefinitely.
I don't know on that. Other than what I've heard and what I've seen through some of the things that have been sent to me by Steve and others, and I honestly, I've never been tested for COVID yet.
Right, right.
I don't plan. I mean, I have to get tested, I guess, if I'm going to travel to Hawaii or places like that. You'll have to get at least a test. Right. But I don't plan on getting the gene therapy.
Because most, from my understanding of what we listened to, which was fascinating.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And by the way, several of you have sent me other things outside of the one we even listened to, which was Dr. David Martin.
Right.
There's a few others just like him, basically talking almost verbatim the same stuff.
Yes.
So there's not just one individual.
No.
My point is this.
More
there's
and more,
more
are starting
that's
to
right.
speak
there's
up.
More than one person talking
right.
about this.
A bunch more doctors are starting to speak
right.
up. Which, because at first it was like, don't you dare say a thing. And
right.
now they're like, we're just going to talk. We're talking. And
good for them,
yeah,
by the way.
Thank God.
Yes.
And that's it. This is what's so important. And it shouldn't be controversial. But if you're thinking about treating any kind of disease, okay, you've got a disease or, you know, and you're like, I'm going to get treatment for it. Wouldn't you want to hear the pros and the cons before you get the treatment?
Yeah, the way they make this sound and or the way painted a picture. Let me put it that way. The way they paint the picture for this, keep in mind, this gene therapy, this messenger RNA is coming from the cancer world.
Right.
Okay, this is how chemotherapy basically
yes.
works. Okay, so really what they're doing is taking what we've already had in the cancer end of things and how chemotherapy works and so on, and they've really just sort of adjusted. I know I'm being simplified here, but they're adjusting it to work for COVID.
Right.
Make sure I say that as cleanly as I can.
Right.
And the way these doctors are basically saying it is, listen, we know that a lot of people could end up with cancer, but we're also not going to run around and tell everybody today, take chemo.
To get on chemotherapy, right.
So that you, in case you get cancer, you're going to be able to fight that much better. It would be insanity to actually say something like
that. No, you wouldn't do that to a perfectly healthy human.
But yet we're doing that with COVID.
We are doing that.
It's exactly the same sort of principle
right.
with COVID that we're using, or the same principle from cancer we're going to now use on COVID.
Right. And the reason why they're saying it's gene therapy is because, like they said, like they're putting that protein in your body, right?
Well, but no, they're making your body grow the protein.
Yeah, create the protein. But an immunization actually gives you the virus.
It gives you the, yeah,
and
a
then
small
your immune
dose so that
your,
that's right, so your body
fights
then
it.
Fights it. That's it.
So that's not what this
no,
is.
No, two totally different processes,
right.
I guess is how I should say it, when it comes to how to take care of a potential disease.
Right. And so what's sad to me, though, is because of the censorship, because of the overruling of big techs, people are treating this disease without hearing anything negative about it.
Well, I think there's some even getting this vaccine, if you would. Again, I'm not going to call it that, but you know what I mean. This gene therapy, everybody's calling it a vaccine. You'll even see commercials where, you know, now King Supers has it or this has it or that has
mm-hmm.
it. And I understand you got to get in line and so on and so forth, which somebody else can have mine because I'm not taking it
right.
anyways.
Yeah, you can take
you
it.
Know, bottom line, I'm not
no.
taking it. But I think if more people, to your point, Rachel, were educated
right.
on what this is really doing internally, I think they'd make a better choice as to do I want this in my body or not. And I am one that's personally saying no. I don't want this in my body. And we've talked about this in the past, even on the National Crawford Roundtable. You know, I guess if it comes down to it for me, where you know I have no choice but to do it because of either business or you know going to sporting events and entertaining and all this sort of thing. I mean, at some point, if you have to do it, to me, it's going to be a really, really hard choice as to what do I do? Fortunately, here's kind of the flip side, I think, that's happening. We do now also, I was going to talk about it yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to. There's now starting to be, and I think in the very near future, you're going to see a lot more of it, home COVID test kits, where you'll be able to even test yourself. And I think eventually you're going to have some immediate test results. So like, say you want to go to a sporting event. I think it's going to get the point, this is my prediction.
Right.
It's going to get the point where either you show you've had this gene therapy.
Yes.
Or you have to have an immediate COVID test to prove that you're negative before you go into the arena. I will be the one opting for that immediate
test.
I don't care what it costs. I'll just opt for that and go that route.
Yes.
That's my view.
Yeah.
Paul in Denver joining us. What's going on, sir?
Hi. Good afternoon. The Johnson & Johnson one isn't messenger RNA.
Right.
That is more of a vaccine.
More of a true vaccine, right, Paul?
Right, exactly. You know, my issue with these, first of all, I'm not going to take any of it personally, but the thing is that these tests, either for COVID or even the antibodies, are not very good tests.
No, they're not.
True.
And so, you know, if you've got, I saw some math last night, I got to review it again today, on the accuracy of the antibody test. And basically, you know, it kind of comes out to a 50-50 coin toss. So, you know, for people
turning their lives upside down for this stuff, you know, you have to take this stuff into consideration to how vulnerable you potentially are, you know, comorbidities, et cetera, et cetera. But if you have no issues, I don't know why you would bother with any
Paul,
of it.
You are exactly the way I am. I'm thinking of it exactly that same way. Yes, if you have maybe a higher risk of having a negative effect of COVID, you know, comorbidity, things along those lines. Yeah, I think you're somebody that probably should think, you know, really study this and figure out if this is right for you. And that needs to be a decision that you and maybe your doctor, you know, between the two of you make. But yeah, Paul, for me, I'm healthy. I have no issues. I have no scare of COVID whatsoever. If I got it, I think I would be just fine. And I am not the least bit concerned about it, nor am I going to get this therapy or even the last vaccine that you talked about. I won't get that either.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, if you travel, and I know you go to Hawaii.
I do.
Often.
Yes.
And I don't know what the protocol is, but let's say they require X, Y, Z, whatever. But they're going to track you at that point.
Right.
You know, how do you feel about that? I mean, I don't know exactly what that looks like because I don't know what the protocol is. I guess it depends on whether you take do an antibody test or you take a COVID test.
Unless Hawaii starts to change things in the near future, my gut feeling is they're going to require a negative COVID test, even if you've had the therapy, the vaccine, whatever you want to call it, Paul. I don't see Hawaii in the distant future, you know, changing that. So, again, for me, why go through all the hassle of even getting one when you're still going to have to do a negative test before you go anyways? You might as well just do the test and be done with it.
Yeah, and then you're going to have to do a test over and over and over again wherever you go.
Yeah, I think that is one of those things. So for those of us that have the type of, you know, jobs that some of us have and are listening, myself included, I think as time goes by, if you're going to be out in public, travel, do those sorts of things, I think you're going to have to get used to having a test done on a fairly routine basis. I just think it's going to become part of life in the not too distant future.
You know, but for me, to be honest, I'm going to drive. I really am. And I am. I'm not going to be, until this thing is out there for a while and I can see long-term effects, then I am willing to sacrifice to make sure that I'm not going to be a guinea pig. I'm just not going to do it. So I'm not going to take the vaccine.
Well, but if you say for example, there's a sporting event where they give you, because I don't see them there's not enough vaccines to mandate it, by the way. So
right.
I could see you having to go to the Pepsi Center, for example, or whatever it's called now, Ball Arena, and them saying, okay, you're either going to enter with something that says you've had the treatment, the vaccine, whatever you want to call it, gene therapy, or you've got to go over in this line and get a test. You could just choose a test.
Yeah, I would totally do the test. But I think I'm gonna live a more simple life. I really am. I'm gonna have to simplify things and, you know,
do more outdoor camping, stuff where I'm not around crowds.
I'm just not gonna.
No, I have a lot of automotive, you know, shops that I still coach and talk to and so on, and I'm telling them all basically that there's a lot of you running around, so be prepared for those types of individuals traveling because they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, RV sales, all of that is at an all-time high and has been for the past 7-8 months.
My parents are looking at an RV.
Yeah, so you are
correct.
They're
like, we're not getting it, so we're gonna just.
There's a lot of you that will do that, and air travel is down.
Yep.
Hey, John, I don't know, am I still on?
Yes, go ahead, Paul.
Okay, by the way, just as a side point, I'm at a job site. There are probably, I don't know, 500-600 guys there, men and women, mostly guys. And I would say, you know, masks are required. You know, what percentage wear masks? Probably 2%. And they're not even doing chin diapers. A lot of people don't even wear it. And no one blinks. So, right or wrong, it's a question of these people are acting and behaving and making this decision what they believe is in their best interest.
Right.
Yep.
And that speaks for itself.
I agree. And by the way, kudos to them.
Yeah.
That's how it ought to be.
They're taking power back. Not all job sites are like that. I've seen them, and I've been on them where they're sticklers.
and that's just about covering everybody's butt.
Yep.
It's nothing more.
That's all it is, Paul.
All right, thanks, Paul.
As always, I appreciate it. Brad in East L.A., hang tight. You want to add something to that?
Well, no, there's a viral video out there of Naples, Florida right now where they went into a grocery store and no one is wearing a mask. And then all the liberal media is flipping out. They're like, oh my gosh. And they talk to the owner and he's like, it's their choice.
Right.
Like, if they want to, they can. If they don't want to, they don't have to.
Let them. Wait, to be. Brad, hang tight in East L.A. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Franktown Firearms is next. And we talked to Nathan there yesterday. They got inventory right now of ammo. They've got good inventory of guns, training. It's all there. One-stop shopping, 720-770-7777. Don't forget the range is there as well, so you can actually be taught there in-house how to do all of this if you've never shot before. Find them at klzradio.com.
Make your gun your own at Franktown Firearms, one of the only shooting ranges with full-service gunsmithing on site. The team at Franktown Firearms now has multiple gunsmiths on staff, so you can stop by their gunsmithing department at the back of the store 7 days a week for anything from cleaning to bore sighting, scope mounting, and everything in between. Because Franktown Firearms offers full-service gunsmithing on site, they can take care of any issues with your firearm in-house. Oftentimes, people send their firearm off to the manufacturer for repairs. You could wait up to 180 days just for the manufacturer to look at your gun. Recently, a client of Franktown Firearms noticed an issue with her revolver right out of the box. The team at Franktown repaired it and got the gun back to her shortly because they handled the repairs on site. If your gun needs to be sent off for any reason, the team at Franktown will be happy to send it on your behalf. Ask about gunsmithing now at klzradio.com/Franktown.
Hey, you may be sitting on a pile of equity, be 62 years of age or older, and be wondering, hey, you know, things have changed. It's tough. You know, maybe you don't have the same income you used to have, but you've got all this equity and you'd like to figure out how to live on that or even make some changes to the house you live in. That's where Bruce Simmons comes in, American Liberty Mortgage. He'll help you with that. Find him at klzradio.com or call 303-467-7821.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties. Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jody said, called these folks up to see about getting some equipment to help with an off-site meeting. What a surprise. It is so rare these days when someone exceeds your every expectation, but BES sure did. While the item I needed wasn't something they normally deal in, they called around, found a solution, and then called me back. Then, when we were talking through the pricing, they said, you know what, pay it forward. We've got you on this one. If you are looking for a business that tries hard for their customers and still believes in old-fashioned business values, you needn't shop further. This is it. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Myself, Rachel Keene, conservative mama, Brad from East L.A. joining us now. Brad, welcome, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, y'all.
Hey, likewise.
I'm wondering, I read too many comic books in the late 60s and early 70s. I'm kind of looking at nanotechnology being used in these vaccines as a tracer to track people here later on.
Well, you know,
but
Brad.
But you can't say that because then they'll call you a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah,
that's
I don't
what
know.
They say. You can't question anything.
My original thing would be I doubt it, but anymore, you know what? I don't know, Brad. You know, I think anymore anything's possible. So I guess I shouldn't say never. I mean, do I think that's the motive here? I don't think so, but I do think there's some other motives, and you just have to wonder, you know, what is the motive with, you know, all of what we've got going on around the world, including the virus coming out itself when it did.
The timing
of
it?
What did the Chinese do and the programming of that, which I believe it was programmed? You know, because, for example, Brad, I'm a big believer, and I think a lot of doctors and scientists would probably back me up. I mean, we're doing gene therapy for a reason because we know this affects people differently according to their genetics.
Right.
Some people do really well against COVID. Others do not. And my opinion, Brad, is, yeah, there may be some comorbidity that goes into it, but I think a lot of it's genetics.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And you know, I think it's horrendous the way they started counting all these deaths. You know, they got us way overboard on COVID deaths.
Agree.
Right.
And it's just, you know, some of these people need to be held responsible for that. That's just, you talk about terrorism. Mm-hmm.
It's actually a crime, Brad, and what we've done in regards to shutting business down and, you know, different sectors of the economy and different states and travel and you know, and on down the line we go. It literally is. It's been criminal the way some of this has been handled, literally.
My mother is terrified, Diva. I mean, she's got to stick her toe out every day down there in Phoenix to, you know, make sure she ain't going to get coronavirus off the pavement or something, you know. Hey, I'll let y'all go.
I appreciate it. No, Brad, good stuff. I do appreciate it very much.
It is the fear. The fear. But this is what are that? Who is this guy that we listened to? The doctor, what was his name? John? Do you know his name?
Which one?
The guy that we listened to.
Martin.
Dr. Martin. Well, because what he said that was so profound was that fear causes you, it creates a belief inside of you. So you have this fear and it creates this belief. And once you believe something,
right,
like it's
fear is driving it.
Yeah. Once you believe something, that no matter if somebody presents facts or science or different data,
right,
it doesn't matter, that their belief will trump.
That's right.
The facts.
Here's a great text message, by the way. I'm not going to use anybody's name here because I think this is a lot of what folks are going through right now. I'm just going to read this. Had a lengthy conversation with my daughter's pediatrician. I trust him since he's an aerospace engineer before becoming a doctor. He's been doing lots of research and thinks the vaccine is safe. Again, thinks. Mm-hmm. I've listened to Dr. Simone Gold's presentation and discussed that with him, and he dismissed it. I'm ready to pull my hair out on this topic. What else have you heard similar to Dr. Gold? Well, I just shared with you some of what Dr. David Martin is saying, which is very similar to that.
Right.
I'm with you, not getting it, and worried about the effects on my teenage daughter, though. So you know what? These are real people listening right now that are struggling with all of this and what to do. And I'm with you. I understand fully. I get it. I'm with you.
Right. But you have to put on your thinking cap, right?
Common sense.
And I saw a great picture. Where was it? It was a great picture of like the common person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're tied. They're following behind, being pulled by a scientist, right? And then in front of that scientist is big pharma and politicians. So you have to always stop for a second.
Agree.
And listen to whoever this scientist is and do a little background check on this person that's pushing whatever they're pushing. Because a lot of, sadly, and I have a doctor that we go to. He's high, big time, vaccinate. And I'm not anti-vax at all.
Me neither.
I'm really not.
No, I am. It's your choice. You decide what you need to do for you and your family.
Exactly. But at the same time, I think it's healthy
to question. Always healthy to question.
And it's
always
amazing to me the people out there that are outraged if you question if you pump the brakes a little bit.
No, it's always good to question. I mean, I don't care what we're talking about in life.
Right.
I don't care if it's buying a new car. Always question. Ask lots of questions. That's how we learn, grow, keep everybody straight, you know, keep in check.
Yes.
Questions are good, folks.
And so then I get this red flag raised when you start to raise questions and you're immediately rebuked and immediately shut down and immediately censored. Then you're like, whoa, why the... the hostility here, like what?
Nothing wrong with asking questions.
It's an overreaction. Like, doth thou protest too much?
Well, this is no different than somebody that's, you know, we had the cancer topic a little earlier, and we're going to talk this next, soon we come back at the 4 o'clock hour. Today is National Cancer Awareness Day. So we can talk a little bit more about cancer here when we come back. And here's the reality. If you were diagnosed with cancer, would you not most likely go get a second opinion?
Oh, of course I would.
Most people do.
Yes.
Okay. Nothing wrong with questioning that is my point.
Right.
And then look at all of the alternatives on the type of cancer you have and how do you treat that cancer, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's common practice.
It's common sense.
Yet anybody doing this with COVID, we're now labeled a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, no, you're a conspiracy theorist. Don't you dare question it. Science, science, science. But then I'm like, well, other scientists are disagreeing with these scientists.
Right. Science is not always...
It's, yes.
100%.
And it's constantly disproved, right? It's a theory.
Thank you.
Most of it is it's theories.
Yes. So to answer that texter that just texted in, no, I am not getting it personally. I understand the question. Again, I cannot tell any of you listening what to do, nor will I.
No.
If you choose to get it, fine. I've got family members that have chosen to get it.
Right.
You know what? It's a decision you have to make on your own, and I'm not going to get in the middle of that decision. All I'm trying to do is give you the facts, and the fact is, and this is a fact, and most doctors would agree with me, well, not most, doctors would agree with me. This is, as it stands, the current ones that are out that have been approved are not vaccines.
No.
They are, in fact, gene therapy.
Right.
Says right on
and
them.
And they do
they
not prevent
therapy.
You from getting the virus.
No. They're trying to train your
or
body.
Or giving the virus.
That's right. They're trying to train your body how to fight COVID better. Now, right. Here is the other problem, and this has been proven as well. The way they train the body now to treat this particular COVID might be completely different than the next strain, quote unquote, of COVID that may
right.
come out.
Right.
So, again, this may be one of those things where they're telling you every year, well, you need a booster to the original COVID you had,
mm-hmm.
you know, the original gene therapy you had.
Right.
Again, folks, I don't need it.
Right.
I'm going to keep myself healthy, going to take the vitamins I need to, I'm going to eat correctly, keep my weight off, do the things I need to
right.
to try to
Vitamin
fight
D.
this the best I can.
Right.
Yes, and Zinc. Multiple others.
Yeah.
There's a cocktail of
right.
things you can take
yes.
right now to help fight COVID
yes.
in your own body.
Yes.
That's how I'm approaching it.
Right. And like I said, it's you still have to socially distance. You still have to wear the mask, even if you get the vaccine. That's why that clip is so great. We should play that clip of that guy that totally called it out.
If we have time when we come back, we will. If not, I'll get in the second hour. Hang tight. Purify Chevrolet is up next, folks. If you want to buy a new or used car, which to Rachel's point earlier, a lot of you are going to not travel
so
on an airplane. You're going to drive. You're going to do whatever you need to do that way. You know what? Before vehicle prices go up, which I guarantee you they will, just knowing what inflation is going to do, head out to Purify Chevrolet now. Buy what you want, new or used. They've got you covered in Fort Lupton, 303-659-8311.
If you haven't walked through the Chevrolet showroom at Purifoy, it's a really fun experience. There's a guest book at the entrance, and you look through there. It's actually become sort of a vacation destination for Chevrolet enthusiasts who've come from other countries just to walk around and look at these gorgeous cars and purchase a vehicle. You know, you think of Fort Lupton as a small town, and it does have that small town personable feel, but the facilities at Purifoy Chevrolet are really stunning.
You know, I've had the chance to spend time with Rolly Purifoy, and he's such a genuine man. He is willing to do anything at that dealership. And in fact, we have seen him doing anything, washing windows, cleaning a floor, redoing the whole Corvette showroom. That's just who he is. He's a guy that is not afraid to get his hands dirty, to do the work. He's more of a servant leader than he is the leader that says, you got to go do this. So that makes me want to buy a car at Purifoy Chevrolet, and that should make you want to buy a car there too.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And by the way, what I said a moment ago about Purifoy Chevrolet, I just talked to my guy that I get all of my fleet vehicles through yesterday, and he was commenting how there just isn't any vehicles right now. Currently, Ford and GM have already shut off 2021 orders if you're trying to order
That's
a new
crazy.
Fleet truck, something along those lines. And Ram is only going to be available for a few more weeks, and then it'll be shut off, and you'll be looking at 2022 models if you're any kind of a fleet and you want to order a new truck. So that tells you something about what's going on in the industry.
Yep.
I'm right. If you want to buy a car, I would say do it now. Don't delay, because nothing but, you know, the price is doing nothing but going up in the near future. So we'll be right back. Hour number two is next. If you're listening to our replay hour, thank you so much. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. We'll be back, though. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.